The man who raised me since I was a teenager is dying. And we will bury him in the ground, and I will see him no more. The man who caused this to come alive took me to a small church where everyone knew your name and walked me through what it's like to live according to this. And he showed me that biblical men make mistakes, but keep reaching out for Jesus. Like no other man on the planet has ever shown me. Joe did that. And he became my father, although he was not my father, because he became the man who raised me and pointed me in the right direction and fought against my rebelliousness to put me in line with this. And Joe showed me that you can be imperfect and still come back. So that when I got saved 800 miles away, I knew where to go. To my father's house. Because he would accept me. Because you can never do anything bad enough for a father to not take you back. And no man on the planet had ever shown me that until Joe. And he's going to die in peace because God is going to be merciful on him. But he will die nonetheless. And all that he showed me, he will not be able to show you, because he won't live that long. And I need to wrap my head around all of that and where I take it from here. Where do I go and where do I carry on what he left behind? Because that is the role of the son, is to finish the father's work. So as he showed me, I will show you, and you will show yours. But we have a Savior that is risen, and nothing else matters. The problems you have are nothing. Even the problems I have and the problems we all have, they are nothing. The problem of sin was going to separate us from the loving Creator God for all eternity. We would be apart from Him. No joy, no love, no peace is what exists apart from God. That is a huge problem. Jesus dealt with it. Now, no other problems matter.